The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Parts of the world's oceans are running low on oxygen. Fertilizers and other chemical pollutants in river runoff fuel blooms of algae that cause oxygen levels to dip precipitously when they die. A review of research into these so-called dead zones finds that the number of dead zones has roughly doubled every decade since the 1960s. The study tallied 405 dead zones in coastal waters worldwide today, affecting about 95,000 square miles of ocean, an area about the size of New Zealand. While that may seem small compared to the total coverage of the oceans, the local effects can be devastating to marine ecosystems. These dead zones occur when fertilizer runoff dumps excess nutrients, such as nitrogen and phosphorus, into coastal waters, providing food for the algae. When these microscopic plants die and sink to the ocean bottom, bacteria feed on them and subsequently consume all the oxygen dissolved in the water. This leaves fish and other bottom-dwelling sea creatures without enough oxygen to survive, causing mass die-offs and displacements. The largest dead zone in the United States sits in the Gulf of Mexico at the mouth of the Mississippi River.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.